ఆఫర్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ కంప్లీట్లీ. ఆత్మ నివేదన. సిమిలర్ వి సీ ఇన్ నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ డివోషన్ దర్ ఇస్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ గివన్ ఆఫ్ మయూర్ ధ్వజ్ కింగ్. హౌ హీ ఆఫర్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ కంప్లీట్లీ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ ఫర్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ కృష్ణ. వి నో దిస్ ఫేమస్ స్టోరీ వెన్ యుధిష్ఠిర మహారాజ్ వాంటెడ్ టు డూ అశ్వమేధ యజ్ఞ. ద హార్స్ వాజ్ సెంట్ అండ్ అర్జున అలాంగ్ విత్ కృష్ణ అండ్ ఆల్ ఆర్మీ దే వర్ గోయింగ్ ఫాలోయింగ్ ద హార్స్ అండ్ వెన్ ఇట్ కేమ్ టు మయూర్ ధ్వజ్ కింగ్డమ్ అవుట్స్కర్ట్స్ దట్ హార్స్ వాజ్ ఛాలెంజ్ బై మయూర్ ధ్వజ్ సన్ తామ్రధ్వజ్. హీ కిడ్నాప్ దట్ హార్స్ అండ్ వెన్ అర్జున కేమ్ అండ్ హీ సా దట్ అరే దిస్ యంగ్ బాయ్ హీ వాజ్ యంగ్ బాయ్ హీ హ్యాస్ ఛాలెంజ్ అండ్ హీ హ్యాస్ క్యాప్చర్డ్ ద హార్స్ అర్జున అండ్ అదర్స్ వార్ ఇస్ థ్రెటన్డ్ తామ్రధ్వజ్ థ్రెటన్ డోంట్ యు నో హూ ఈస్ గార్డింగ్ దిస్ హార్స్ బట్ హీ సెడ్ నో ఐఎమ్ అ క్షత్రియ ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు ఫైట్ అండ్ తామ్రధ్వజ్ ఫాట్ సో పవర్ఫుల్లీ దట్ యాక్చువల్లీ డిఫీటెడ్ అర్జున అండ్ టుక్ అవే ద హార్స్ అండ్ అర్జున షాక్డ్ He is wondering, my dear Krishna, how is it possible? In your presence, how I can be so defeated? You know? And what will happen to our, you know, Ashwamedh sacrifice, which you only have recommended for performance, you know? And we are just your servants. Krishna said, actually, this Mayur Dhoj is also my servant. And he is very exalted devotee. So, you may have defeated so many people, but that doesn't mean that you will defeat everybody. But anyway, don't worry. We'll adjust everything properly. So he said, let's go in disguise. So Krishna took a form of Brahmana, old Brahmana. And Arjuna took a form of disciple. And they entered the kingdom, palace of Mayur Dhwaj. And when Mayur Dhwaj heard that some Brahmana from other country has come, immediately he received with such a wonderful reception. Because he was a great devotee of Krishna and naturally he knows Brahmanas are very dear to Krishna. So he had that culture, so very nicely received Brahmana. And then he asked, how can I serve you, my dear Brahmana? And Brahmana, who was actually none other than Krishna only in disguise, he said, I am in great distress. I need your help. So king said, please let me know. It's my great honor to serve you. How can I help you, serve you? Then he said, actually, we are traveling in jungle, through jungle, and all of a sudden, my son was attacked by a lion. And when I was trying to save, immediately that lion spoke. He said, I can spare your son, provided I can get the half part of King Mayurdha's body. Right hand. Right half part of the body. And that also, that body has to be cut by his own son, Tamradhwaj. Then I will spare your son. So Brahmana said, so please help. And Tamradhwaj was also there. He said, what kind of a request is this? The queen was there. She was thinking, what kind of Brahmana is this? You know, he's asking such thing. But when Mayur Dhwaj heard, he was very happy. Mayur Dhwaj was a great king and he could also understand actually. I was reading that this Brahmana is not ordinary Brahmana. He is Krishna himself. Like Bali Maharaj understood, Are, Vishnu has come. Though Shukracharya was saying don't surrender, but he thought this is the best opportunity to surrender. So then, immediately I agreed. He said, all right, if you want my body, I am ready. And Tamradhwaj was not happy about it. But then Mayurdhwaj convinced him how he should cut him in two parts. And the right part can be offered to this Brahmana. And when this son, Tamradhwaj, was cutting, his... The tears were coming from his left hand. left eyes. So immediately the Brahmana immediately started shouting. He said, nothing doing. I don't want this offering because the charity is given with unhappiness. Only if it joyfully given, we would accept. But we see that Mayur Dhoj is not happy and tears are coming from his eyes. So we don't want such charity. Then Mayur Dhoj said, my dear Lord, my dear Brahmana, please try to understand why my left eyes are crying, why there are tears in my left eyes. He said, this body is meant for serving Lord and serving others. And this right side part of my body is so fortunate that this is going to be engaged in some service of a Brahmana, in service of Lord. But my left part of body is not engaged. So because my left part of body is not engaged, the left eyes are crying tears. And then when Arjuna heard it, who was in form, he understood what kind of devotee is Mayur Dhoj. And then he understood why he was defeated by Tamra Dhoj and why he couldn't defeat. Because he was such an exalted devotee. Therefore, his devotee can never be defeated. So immediately then Krishna showed his original form, and then Mayur Dhoj and Tamra Dhoj, everybody is so very happy. They gave wonderful all reception, and then finally Mayur Dhoj submitted to Arjuna and agreed to join him also in Ashwamedh, to go with horse, to protect the horse, so that we can do wonderful Ashwamedhiga for establishing Yudhishthira Maharaj supremacy all over the world. So we see that Mayur Dhoj, he was feeling very sorry that only my half part of body is utilized and my other half part is not utilized. So whatever we are able to utilize in Krishna's service, we should consider that's our great good fortune. Whatever time we are able to use in Krishna's service, whatever things we are able to use in Krishna's service, whatever things are put in our care, that is our good fortune. And whatever we are not able to use in Krishna's service, that is actually our cause of bondage, and that is our great misfortune. So so here, such secrets actually cannot be known anywhere, but we see this such wonderful scriptures like which are given by Srila Prabhupada in form Bhagavata, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion. All these things reveal all the secrets of God and secrets of devotional service. We see when Srila Prabhupada first time met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur instructed him, you are young man, educated man, why don't you take this message of Lord Chaitanya and spread it in English language all over the world? And we see Srila Prabhupada took that instruction so seriously. And he was just meditating on that instruction, and 43 years he struggled, and after 43 years he was able to get ticket to go to America and then establish ISKCON and manifest this instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur after so much of struggle. So to fulfill the first instruction which he received from Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he established ISKCON. And then later on we see when Srila Prabhupada, that time Abhay Charan, he became very attached to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, and he was always looking for his association. One time when he had gone for Vrindavan Parikrama, there was announcement that those who want to go on to Koshi for Darshan, they can go Shishai Darshan. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is also going to give class. Those who want to remain here and hear the class, they are most welcome. And we see Srila Prabhupada stayed back and heard class of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And he writes that actually most of things he was not able to understand, but still he sat there because he was fond of sitting at lotus feet of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur trying to understand. So, and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur took note of it. And later now, next year when his name was recommended for initiation by Allahabad Gaudiya Math, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur remembered him. He said, oh, I know this Abhay Babu. He likes to hear. And Prabhupada writes, actually hearing from Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was my hobby. He loved. Despite many things he was not able to understand, he says, you know. Because Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's language and everything was, you know. And later on we see how one time Srila Prabhupada wrote this beautiful offering on Vyas Puja of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, and especially this stanza, absolute is sentient, thou has proved, impersonal calamity, thou has removed. When Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur read that, he was so happy, he was so joyful, and he told his disciples that this Abhay Charan Ravind, he has understood my heart. He said, whatever he writes, print it. And later on we see when Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur established Bagh Bazar Gaudiya Math, and when Big Math was established, and there were conflicts, fights among senior disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, who will get Ganga facing room, you know, in the mud, you know. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur heard about it, he felt so sorry. And that year when he was in Parikrama, Rundavan Parikrama, even Srila Prabhupada went for Parikrama, and then he met Prabhupada, he met Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur during Govardhan Parikrama at Radhakund. And confidentially, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was revealing his heart to Srila Prabhupada, Abhay Charan, Bhaktivedanta Swami, that time Abhay Charan, you know. I am feeling so sorry, so unhappy, so much headache I am having, that these disciples are fighting. And I am just feeling, maybe I should scrap all the marble and sell this marble. And with that, print books. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur told Abhay that if you ever get money, print books. So we see, this was second very intimate and most important instruction Srila Prabhupada got from Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And to manifest that instruction, later on we see how he started BBT. Before that he was struggling to print Back to Godhead magazine. To print one Back to Godhead magazine, to distribute it was a great struggle. We see Prabhupada had to go through a lot of financial struggles, health struggles. Many times he had to skip his prasadam. He has to sacrifice prasad so that he can purchase, you know, paper so that he can print Back to God magazine. Earlier he was one man army writing all articles, editing all articles, you know, proofreading, then going to printer, printing, then, you know, again going and distributing also. One time when he was distributing, he was hit by, you know, bull, and he fell unconscious. Somehow some unknown person came, took him to hospital. So, because it was so hot in summer in Delhi, so Prabhupada was one man army, struggling hard to fulfill the instructions of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And it was not so easy that he got results. But he continued, because he had great faith in the instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And he was very confident about this, and he had great faith in the message. Like we see, he wrote a letter to President Dr. Rajan Prasad, that I am starting this Back to God magazine because I am just creating opportunity for people to go back home, Back to God. I am going to go back home, Back to God at the end of this life, but I also want to take others with me. So I have started this Back to God magazine. So he was very confident and he had a great faith. Therefore, he was struggling so hard. And later on, he struggled so hard to print first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Practically 4 years it took for him to just print one Bhagavatam. We saw Bhagavata he had written, and then when he wanted to print, by the time he got sponsor, that Bhagavata was sold. And it was so heartbreaking. But anyway, he never got discouraged. And then when he went to America, then he established ISKCON, and later on he established BBT separately. He didn't put BBT as part of ISKCON, because he considered BBT even more important, because he considered his books as the basis for enter ISKCON movement. He was thinking organization, anytime anything can happen. And sometimes we don't know next 10,000 or what may happen. But if books are there, anybody reads book, again, ISKCON can be revived. So therefore, he purposefully kept this ISKCON and BBD separate. And though he spent so much time expanding movement, preaching, cultivating devotees, managing, organizing, but he always considered his personal service to be writing his books. And when organized expanded and devotees also increased, then later on, he started delegating all his responsibilities to his disciples, senior disciples. And we see how, even in final days, he used to say that, you know, if I can be spared from all the responsibilities so that I can focus on my book writing seva. So, we see Bhavanand Prabhu tells this past time that, you know, Prabhupada came to this material world simply to write these books. That was his main business. You know? So, Bhavanand Prabhu tells in one of his interactions, Prabhupada was telling that he didn't want to come to this material world. Such a terrible place. But then Krishna said, please go. He said, no, such a terrible place. And then he said, Krishna told, please go and write the books, Bhakti Vedanta purports. And I'll make all arrangements. Then Prabhupada came. So basically, one of the most important services of Prabhupada was to write these books, which are revealing glories of knowledge, which are revealing about spiritual, revealing everything, dispelling the darkness of Kali Yuga. Just by reading Bhagavatam, one can be God realized, one can be self realized, and one can go become qualified to go back to Godhead. So, this was Prabhupada's main service. And therefore, not only Prabhupada wrote books, he also inspired people to distribute. He personally distributed and he inspired devotees to distribute books. And anybody who helped him in distribution of books, he became so happy. Everybody in ISKCON knew that if you distribute books, Prabhupada will be. It is said, he used to say, if you read my books, if you want to know me, please read my books. My best part is there in my books. And if you want to please me, distribute books. And we see how December marathon began. And practically, lakhs and lakhs of books were distributed all over the world. And now December marathon has become like a big festival every year. And I heard that last year, Pune temple came number first in book distribution marathon by distributing 3,15,000 Mahabhi books. And Rajshampu personally distributed 652 some Bhagavatam sets. Practical kind of a world record kind of thing. So never ever so many books were distributed. And last few years also now, Bhadra Purnima has been started. Bhadra Purnima is, this is month of Bhadrapad. We see Balram Purnima, Bhadrapad month begins. So in this month of Bhadrapad, you know, Balramji appears, Krishna appears, Prabhupada appears, Radharani is also going to appear. We see Gopal Krishna Maharaj also appeared in Bhadra. So Bhadra, all auspicious, this all auspicious month. And in 12th canto, 13th chapter, 13th verse, it is said, anybody who gives Bhagavatam on this day to others, he becomes qualified to go back home, back to Godhead. So this is blessing given by Sukhdev Goswami. How many of you know this blessing? So anybody who gives Srimad Bhagavatam gift to others on this day of Bhadra Purnima, he becomes qualified to reach the topmost destination. So this is one of the very simplest way to achieve perfection. Definitely our regular ways to chant 16 rounds, follow four regular principles and all these things. But even if somebody is not able to do so many well-wishers and all this thing, if they can, or even devotees, they can distribute Bhagavatam So this says that they will reach the topmost destination. So therefore, since few years, this Bhadra Purnima campaign is going on. Just 3 days back, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj, Bhima Prabhu, Vaisheshik Prabhu, and many devotees all around the world had a Zoom conference in which Gopal Krishna Maharaj was talking about Bhadra Purnima, Bhima Prabhu, Vaisheshik Prabhu. They were inspiring how every temple should, you know, participate in it. And they were asking different temples their targets. So Pune temple took target how much? So Pune temple took target of 2,000 Bhagavatam sets. I was just thinking, are Pune has 6,000 congregation member and they are taking target of only 2,000, you know. If every congregation distribute one set, you know, their journey back home, back to Godhead can be guaranteed. And 6,000 books, 6,000 people more can be also delivered. But anyway, that was second highest target. So Mayapur is distributing more than 3,000 Bhagavatam sets on this Bhadra Purnima occasion. But actually, Pune has even more potential because Pune, how much is the population of Pune? How much population of Pune city? 80 lakhs. So Prabhupada says that every gentleman, I want that every gentleman should have my Bhagavatam and CC sets. No? In 1977, he wrote a letter in which he said, all the respected people in the world, I want my books, especially Bhagavatam says and CC says, to be given to all the respected people in the world. So we have 80 lakh people. And actually, Bhagavatam is not just ordinary book. Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. We see in this world, so many people give so many gifts. Especially, gift giving is one of the ways to develop loving relationships. Even Rupa Goswami has sent 6 ways to develop loving relationship. What are 6 ways? Dadati, Pratigrunati, Guhyam Akhyati, Prichati, Bungte, Bhojateva, Shadbir Priti, Lakshanam. Dadati, Pratigrunati. Giving gifts and receiving gift. If you want to develop loving relationship, what we have to do? We have to give gift and receive gift. But imagine we give gift which that person doesn't need only. It will not mean anything. Somebody has already 2 watch and you give him 1 more watch. No, he won't be happy. If you give that person what he needs, then that person will be most happy. And what is the thing, what is actually greatest need of everybody in this world? George Harrison writes in the beginning of Krishna book, you know, that everybody, all you need is love Krishna. The greatest need is Krishna. Many people don't know, but actually that is the greatest need. So if you give Krishna, especially from Bhagavatam, that is actually the greatest gift. And it's a lifetime gift. You know, how many times people purchase Bhagavatam? One time, isn't it? One time if we purchase Bhagavatam, sometimes it may remain generation after generation. And if you give a gift, Bhagavatam, that person will never forget. Oh, Sri Chaitanya Chandrapu gave me Bhagavatam gift, no? So whole, and he will tell his son, his grandson also, you know. And in the beginning, if you write message to him, your name will also be there, you know. So generation after generation, people will remember, oh, I received Bhagavatam from this. I received Krishna from this person. So person becomes so grateful if one receives that gift. So this, we see ordinary, nowadays even small children have a smartphone, isn't it? Smartphone, how? What is the cost of smartphone? 10, 15, 20,000, 80,000, 1 lakh, 1.5 lakh, sometimes, you know, these are the prices. And that stays for 1-2 years only. Every 1 or 2 years, people change smartphones. And this is how Maya is making them fool, you know. But if you really want to become smart, best is to purchase Bhagavatam. Sometimes people say Bhagavatam is very costly. What is costly? A smartphone is 10,000 and sometimes even I saw one congregation devotee. He had a phone and I asked, what is the price of it? He said, 1.5 lakh. And he was just a 9th standard student, you know, and having a mobile of 1.5 lakh rupees, you know. So, he said, Bhagavatam price is nothing. What is the price of Bhagavatam? In English, Marathi, Hindi, 5,000, 5,500, English, 7,500, something, no? It's nothing. And this is lifetime gift. So, it's a wonderful occasion that this Bhadra Purnima, we have opportunity to distribute these Bhagavatams. We have some polling we can do. So, we'll just want to get survey about, you know, how many of your personal Bhagavatam set? Raise hands. Okay. Those who don't have personal Bhagavatam set, can you sit there? I just wanted to, you know. Those who don't have your own personal Bhagavatam set, they can sit there. Okay. Those who don't have Bhagavatam set, they can just. On that, okay. And do all your near and dear ones have Bhagavatam set? How many of you have some near and dear ones? Maybe mother, father, brother, sister, or your close friend. Who doesn't have Bhagavatam set? Raise hands. Okay. Would you like to give your near and dear ones gift of Bhagavatam set? How many of you think that, no, it would be so nice if my near and dear ones get Bhagavatam set free of cost as a gift? How many of you think it's a good idea? Those who think, raise hands, no? Actually, in Krishna consciousness, the most important thing is just desire. If you just desire, Krishna fulfills the desire. And Vaishnavas, they are also called as Vancha Kalpataru. They are very expert in fulfilling desires. Okay? Next. So we see that here at least, we just took on Zoom also some poll. So in Zoom, 80% devotees have their Bhagavatam class, 20% don't have. Great, majority have Bhagavatam. And 100% of the relatives and near and dear ones don't have Bhagavatam. So there is great scope. What we have, we should share with others. No? And 100% of devotees want that their near and dear ones should receive Bhagavatam set. Isn't it? So there is great opportunity to give Bhagavatam set as gifts. Because everybody wants their near and dear ones to have set. And 20% of devotees don't have set, their own set. Though they are chanting 16 rounds and, you know, sincerely practicing for so many years. Okay, next. So this is a Preeti Vardhan program. Generally, every marathon we do this. And we see, okay. Would you like to gift Srimad Bhagavatam set to your near and dear ones? We see here there are some devotees who don't have Bhagavatam set. Anybody of you would like to give them some gift of Bhagavatam? Actually, even brahmacharis can give gift because they have, if they open the phone, they have hundreds of phones. If they make this phone call and say, my friend doesn't have Bhagavatam set, I want to gift. Can you please sponsor, you know? Because result is that, first result is that Bhagavatam says if you sponsor in somebody's Bhagavatam, you will go back home back to Godhead. Second, that devotee will remember your whole life. Not only that devotee, generation after generation, that Bhagavatam is going to remain in his home. Maybe his son, whatever. And that's way to actually develop loving relationship. And Bhagavatam is very cheap. Instead of, sometimes people give so many gifts on occasion, special occasions. But the best gift is Bhagavatam. And even if you don't have money, just if you have desire, you can ask other people and raise money and sponsor Bhagavatam. Imagine you have money and you sponsor somebody's Bhagavatam, that devotee will be pleased, isn't it? And Krishna will be even more pleased. And you will be most pleased later on. Generally, whenever we have these programs, person who receives, he becomes happy. But the person who gives, he becomes 10 times happy. Because actually, real happiness is in giving. And and most importantly, that relationship, person feels very grateful, never forgets. Oh, this is the person who gave me Bhagavatam. So like that. So, and if you have just desire, you don't have to have money. If you have money, okay, you sponsor, wonderful. And if you don't have money, and if you just make phone calls to your contacts and say, I want to give gift to my friend, would you like to help? And if you take that trouble, how much happy Krishna would be, isn't it? You don't have money, still you are giving gift. And the devotee who receives that gift, how much grateful he will be. Are? He doesn't have money, still he went so much out of way, how much sacrifice he did to give me the gift, you know? How much indebted he will feel, isn't it? Prabhupada had no money and spread Krishna all over the world because he had just desire. He wanted welfare. He was everybody's welfare, a well-wisher. So at least we can try to be well-wisher of one or two people, you know, and give them Krishna, especially in form of Bhagavatam. And our Sarvalakshan Prabhu has made some arrangement that we can also give in installment. Isn't it, Sarvalakshan Prabhu? We can give in installments also? Yes. So it's a wonderful opportunity that, you know, you can give. Imagine these devotees will be so happy if some of you give Bhagavatam, you know. And they will be so grateful to you. And if you don't have money, still you give. By raising sponsorship from others, it will be even much more, you know. And for brahmachari, it's very easy to get sponsorship. Isn't it? Anybody would like to give them gift of Bhagavatam? Among themselves also they can sponsor. It's like, but just sponsor to somebody else, not to yourself, you know. Because here it is said, one who gives gift to others. Is there anyone here who would like to give gift? And don't think that you lose money, because, you know, actually any money is in Krishna's service, and that is actually real investment, real wealth. Otherwise, anyway, the money will be lost in some other thing. You can't hold on to it. There seems to be some working people. Would you like to sponsor to anybody other than yourself? Anybody is there who would like to sponsor Bhagavatam? And it will be installment also. What is your name, Prabhuji? Pratik Prabhu. So Pratik Prabhu wants to sponsor Bhagavatam set. English, Hindi. Who wants to receive Bhagavatam set among them? Whom you want to give? You decide this. The people don't have Bhagavatam set. You want to give to one of them? Whom? Dinanath Prabhu, please come. Which language you want? Okay, chalo, English. So please, Pratik Prabhu wants to, you know, sponsor Bhagavatam. He wants to give gift to Dinanath Prabhu. Okay. English Bhagavatam, please come here. So everybody give big applause, you know. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai. So just see, Pratik Prabhu is passed out from IIT. Chennai, na? NIT Surat Kal. Okay. You are having job? Huh? You are having job? You have some money? Okay. No, I just wanted to know, you know. So here some Lakshman is using to sponsor another devotee. Wonderful, very nice. Because you don't need money for sponsoring. You can always ask from others also to raise donations, you know. Like this temple is built. Most of devotees who build may not have their money, but they raise money and build the temple as offering. Similarly, in life actually, most important is desire. You want to do good to others, you can do it. And then Krishna will send resources. So here we see, Are, would you like to give gift said to your near and dear ones? 100% people have said. Everybody. Just see. Actually, that is natural desire. If you really love someone, we want to give them best thing. And best thing to gift is Krishna, Krishna in form of Bhagavatam. Wonderful, I'm so happy. And would you like us to search for sponsor to get Srimad Bhagavatam set? Yes, 60% want to search. 40% don't want because they want to give. Would you like to give Srimad Bhagavatam others? Yes, 60%. Yes, next. So 100% want their relatives to have and 60% want to sponsor also. Great. Next. You can... one more is there? No, no. They want to conduct this program. Okay, fine. So, you can send the Google form to devotees. Okay, we are just concluding. So we are extremely grateful to Pratik Prabhu. Pratik Prabhu, thank you very much for giving gift of Srimad Bhagavatam, eternal gift to Dinanath Prabhu. So Dinanath Prabhu, how you are feeling? You can give mic to him.
Very much grateful to Pratik Prabhu.
Hari Bo. So Pratik Prabhu, how you are feeling?
I'm feeling very nice, Prabhu. As you said, the best use of our Lakshmi can be in the way that we propagate books for Srila Prabhupada.
Yes. By that, the devotee whom you give gift, he is happy. Will Prabhupada be happy?
Yes.
And Krishna will be happy?
Yes.
And you will be most, you are happy?
Yes, so much.
Yes. And all devotees are happy? So, I have seen this program, Priti Vardhan program. Anytime you go, if you tell people to buy books, they cannot buy. I went to one program where I said, I announced about a program. Nobody is ready to buy. Then I said, now how many of you want to gift these books? So many people. I said, how many of you don't have, make one line, like, and then there was big line. And then I asked, how many of you want to give gift? Another line. Especially congregation devotees, you know. They all like to give gifts. They may not want to purchase for themselves. But they want to give gift to others. And it's wonderful. In giving, they receive more. So, my humble request is Bhadra Purnima is there. And we want to distribute how many? At least 2,000 sets. We have just begun by distributing one set now. And each one of you, you can just contact people, have Zoom calls and discuss, tell them. Even if you have no money, you can distribute many books. I don't have any money now. Still, you know, one Bhagavatam was gone. Similarly, you can also, whomever your contacts are there, call them on Zoom, talk them out, tell them about, you know, Bhagavatam, distribute them. And in this way, if we can, everybody can distribute at least one Bhagavatam set, we can distribute 6,000 Bhagavatam sets. And brahmacharis can do even more. So, Google form you have sent, Proji? We request those who are on Zoom, if they can fill the Google form, then later on we can contact you and we'll see. Let me access. Is it possible to access? Any reply have come to Google form? Some reply are there, we can see. Okay. Maybe I will ask directly in the Zoom here. Okay, here I am seeing some people in Zoom. Anybody would like to give Bhagavatam? They, most of them, 60% said they want to give, but who, we don't know the names. So can you write on your chat box that I want to sponsor some Bhagavatam set? Then immediately we'll give to those who need, because there are some devotees sitting who don't have Bhagavatam set and they are needing. If we know who want to sponsor, immediately we'll give. So those of you, or you can also write whom you want to give, if you are some near and dear ones. So you can write, okay, I want to give to so and so. Just that would also be wonderful. So those who are on Zoom or YouTube, they can just type on the chat, I would like to give Bhagavatam set gift to so and so person. Because at least on the polling they said so many people wanted to gift Bhagavatam. Okay, so fine. I think there may be some technical challenges, but we are very happy to see, at least from polling, that many people want to donate Bhagavatam. So actually, this is one of the great opportunities. Bhadra Purnima is coming. If you can give one Bhagavatam set gift. Okay, yes, yes. What, yes? Okay, Rasa Shreya Prabhu has commented on YouTube that he would like to sponsor Bhagavatam set. Haribo! Whom you want to give Bhagavatam set? Name he wants to, or we can distribute to any devotee who is sitting here. There is some devotee here, they don't have Bhagavatam set. You can ask whether he wants to give to some his near and dear ones, or here there are some devotees who don't have Bhagavatam set, immediately we'll give to them. Rasashtre Prabhu ki jai. Is it possible to get reply? Okay, so here, who wants Bhagavatam set, who doesn't have Bhagavatam set? Okay, yes Prabhuji, please come. Which language? Huh? Hindi. What is your name? Huh? Pankaj Prabhu. Okay, Sarvalakshan Prabhu, Rasashtray Prabhu, you know? So you know Rasashtray Prabhu. On behalf of Rasashtray Prabhu, you can give to Pankaj Prabhu, Hindi Bhagavatam.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Jai. Rasashri Prabhu, we are deeply grateful to you. Now this devotee whole life will remember you every time he is studying Bhagavatam. How you are feeling, Prabhuji? You can give him mic.
I am very grateful to Rasagar Prabhu and you also, because this book will really give me more time to get closer to Krishna. Thank you.
Yes, it's Krishna himself. Bhagavatam is... Haribo! Thank you very much, Pankaj Prabhu, for accepting Krishna, and Rasashtray Prabhu for giving the greatest gift. So there is Raghav Kripa Prabhu and Amit Prabhu. I and Amit Prabhu want to gift to parents. I and Amit Prabhu want to gift to parents. Haribo! So they will raise funds and, you know, they will sponsor to. Actually, this is a great gift to parents, you know. So Raghu Kripa Prabhu wants to give Bhagavatam set to which language, Prabhu? Actually, father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, whatever, you know, any relatives, the best gift to give is Bhagavatam, especially Bhadra Purnima. And there will be also one yagya performed, those who give gift, their names will be also sent by Sarvalakshan Putu, where yagya will be performed. So Raghav Kripa Prabhu, thank you very much. So Hindi they want, okay? Two Hindi Bhagavatam sets. Raghav Kripa Prabhu and Amit Prabhu will distribute Hindi Bhagavatam sets to their parents. Haribo! Haribo! So anybody, friend of Raghav Kripa Prabhu is there? Here, is there any friend? Because right now he is not there and his parents are also not there. But okay, we can from here only pray. Okay. So thank you very much for joining us on Zoom and YouTube. And we have distributed 4 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam set. So just see, people want to give gift. And this you can do, now we have 14 days. I request every brahmachari, every youth, every congregation, you try to arrange some small meetings. If it is not possible physically, you can arrange on Zoom. Even 5-10 people talk about Bhagavatam and request them to give gifts. And you will miraculously see that devotees are very happy to give gifts. Only somebody has to remind them that the best gift to give is this Srimad Bhagavatam. So each one of you can do this program. And if you want any temple devotee to come and help you to do the program on Zoom, our Sarvalakshan Prabhu. To whom? Okay, there is one more Bhagavatam sponsorship. Who needs Bhagavatam? Yes, Prabhu, please come. English. Partha Sahu Prabhu has sponsored Bhagavatam. Vittal Prabhu is ready to accept it. No? Just see, people are very generous. They want to benefit others. Vaishnava means para sukha sukhi. They want to give happiness to others. Okay?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare photo, le lo photo. We'll send this photo to Partha.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
Hare Ram.
Yes, Prabhuji, this how he is feeling, our Vittal Prabhu. So Vittal Prabhu, how you are feeling? We would like to hear from you.
I am feeling really blessed that I have received Srimad Bhagavatam from devotee, and I will be eternally grateful to
his name is Partha Sahu Prabhu.
Partha Sahu Prabhu, and I really pray to Shishi Radharandavan Chandra that he should go back to Godhead with his whole family in this very life.
Arivo! Now such blessings you can't get. Heartfelt blessings. He is praying that I am in Rundavan Chandra Nibali, I will pray that Parsahu and his entire family go back home, back to Godhead. Bhagavatam says he will go back home, back to Godhead, but he has added extra. He wants that entire family go back home, back to Godhead. No? So this is, so actually this is a small thing, but we can earn a lot of blessings. We can also develop intimate relationships. I am sure Vittal Prabhu will never forget Parthasahu Prabhu. And every time he is reading Bhagavatam, he will remember, oh, he gave me this. He gave me this gift. Wonderful. So, where is he? Revatipati Prabhu, he says that he wants to distribute 21 Bhagavatam sets. Haribo! Just see, Rajashampu distributed 652 Bhagavatam sets, no? In 1 month. So, at least we can distribute 10% of it, 65 each, you know. So, and if we desire, actually Krishna will empower. So we see, and you don't need great skills, and you don't need Lakshmi, you just need desire. And you just talk to people. And we request all those devotees who want to arrange such small functions on Zoom, we can do that. Sarvalakshan Prabhu can coordinate, and we can send different preachers and who can talk about glories of Bhagavatam, and you can give gifts to your near and dear ones. And after lockdown, we can also arrange kirtans and installation program. So our goal is that at least we distribute 2,000 Bhagavatam sets by 2nd of September 2020. Yes. We are distributing only Bhagavatam set, Prabhu. We are only distributing Bhagavatam sets. So, okay. Right now, it's Bhadra Purnima, we are distributing. Anyway, that also, Bhagavad Gita also can be distributed. But we are not currently talking about Bhadra Purnima, we are talking about Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay? So, Now, which Gita or Bhagavatam you ask? Because there is difference between Gita and Bhagavatam. Sometimes people get confused. They think Gita is Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam is Gita. No, there is... You can ask Gita or Bhagavatam. We are talking about Bhagavatam distribution, okay? But Gita also can be distributed. Most welcome. But... Bhagavatam, Haribo. So, Sridhar Prabhu can come on behalf of mother. And who needs Bhagavatam? Haribo. Hey, don't push. I would want somebody who is enthusiastic to come forward happily. You know? Huh? Sridhar Prabhu, you can decide whom you want to give. Immediately. Okay. Sridhar Prabhu's mother want to give Srimad Bhagavatam set gift to Pratik Prabhu. English Bhagavatam set. Sridhar Prabhu. Haribo, Pratik Prabhu, please come. Haribo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please convey thanks to your mother, Sridhar Prabhu, for sponsoring Bhagavatam said to Pratik Prabhu. Pratik Prabhu, how you are feeling?
I am feeling so blessed that I am receiving Srimad Bhagavatam said. I also pray that all Sridhar Prabhu and Sridhar Prabhu's family get blessings of Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra and Lordships.
Haribo! There was Sridhar Prabhu sponsor for some devotee Krishna arranged to get sponsored Bhagavatam to him also. So if you sponsor, don't think you'll lose. Okay. Sridhar Prabhu want to say how he is feeling on behalf of mother.
I firstly feel extremely grateful to my mother and yourself for making this arrangement. And there is nothing more required in this lifetime other than blessings of devotees. So we all are benefited by his being happy and blessing my mother and our family. So we are very grateful that you made this arrangement.
Haribo! Just see, he's saying there's nothing greater than blessings of devotee. Actually, many times we bow down to devotee, please bless me, bless me, bless me. It's very difficult that blessing to come out from their heart wholeheartedly. But if you give them gift, especially the gift that they need the most, immediately the blessings pour out from the core of their heart. So just spontaneously he's praying. And I'm sure whole life he'll never forget that. And whole life he'll pray. So this is the easiest and best way to get blessings of devotees. And also develop loving relationship with devotees. I'm sure Pratik will, Prabhu will also remember Sridhar Prabhu along with, you know, that his mother gave me the gift, you know. And maybe when mother comes next time to temple, maybe she may get some special Mahaprasad also from Pratik Prabhu. So there are many other advantages which, you know, of, you know, giving Bhagavatam to devotees. So we are really very grateful. And I just wanted to show how it is easy to distribute Bhagavatam set. Hare Krishna. Yes, somebody is there to sponsor? Arival, who, somebody is there to sponsor? Okay. Revatipati wants to sponsor 21 Bhagavatam sets, na? Chalega. Hari Bol, Revati Pati wants to sponsor 21 Bhagavatam sets. Okay. Collect and distribute. Okay, fine. So, don't worry if you keep on attending Bhagavatam classes every day till Bhadra Purnima. Or maybe today we'll get some Google form. Google form response somebody has got, you can see. So we see, sometimes we feel, oh, distributing Bhagavatam set may be very difficult. Just see, we just might know how many Bhagavatam sets we distribute. No, no, more. Two names, we should write down the names of all those. Please keep the record. So we see, devotees want to give gift and we just need to facilitate that. So I request all youths, brahmacharis, congregation, devotees, just talk about it and just create a facility where they can give gift to others. And not only the receiver will be happy and the donor will be 10 times more happy. And one who facilitates, he may be 100 times more happy to see so many devotees getting gifts and becoming happy. And this gift is not ordinary gift. This is lifetime gift. You are gifting Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam, who is Krishna himself. Oh, which language? Just see. I said, na, Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. If you desire to give Bhagavatam or receive Bhagavatam, your desire will fulfill. Just see. Our Suraj Prabhu, he want to... Yes. So, Sarvalakshan Prabhu, you can give gift to our... our Suraj Prabhu was desiring he get Bhagavatam. And Priyanshu? Nandan Prasad Prabhu has fulfilled the desire of Suraj Prabhu. And two more devotees. Okay. So, yes. Haribol, can you repeat the name, Prabhu? Priyanshu Nandan Prasad Prabhu is giving gift to, first we'll say, to Suraj Prabhu. So, okay. So, we can send the photos to the devotees who are sponsoring. So, Priyanshu Nandan Prabhu is sponsoring Srimad Bhagavatam to Suraj Prabhu. Arivo!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, we see, there are three sets he wants to sponsor our Priyanshu. Only one person. Two more devotees, they need Bhagavatam?
Yes.
Who are there? Okay. So, Raghav Kripa Prabhu, we have got sponsorship. Amit Prabhu, we have got sponsorship. Okay. So, Priyanshu Prabhu. So, Brajesh Prabhu wants to. So, just see. There are more sponsors than our receivers, you know. So, just see. Okay, wonderful. So Raghavagiri Prabhu is so happy. He has said Hari Bol. So Priyanshu Nandan Prabhu will give that Bhagavatam set to Raghav Kripa Prabhu and another Bhagavatam to Amit Prabhu. So you can note down whose Bhagavatam whom we are giving. So Priyanshu Nandan Prabhu sponsoring Bhagavatam to Suraj Prabhu. Priyanshu Nandan Prabhu sponsoring Bhagavatam to Raghav Kripa Prabhu. And Priyanshu Prabhu Nandan Prabhu sponsoring Bhagavatam to Amit Prabhu. Okay? So Hari Bol. Ye do Bhagavatam set
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare.
Yes, Suresh Prabhu, how you are feeling? We want to hear from you.
I am feeling very grateful and very enlivened. Actually, someone is giving Krishna in my life. I was reluctant to take Bhagavatam, but directly by Prabhuji mercy, I am getting Krishna. So I just pray to Lord Radha Vrindavan Chand that he presently present in heart and he can take him back to Godhead in this life only.
Jai! Priyanshu Nandan Prabhu, please convey. This devotee is blessing him. And Raghav Kripa Prabhu and Amit Prabhu are also very grateful and they are also praying for Priyanshu Nandan Prabhu. Yes. Brajesh Prabhu wants to give 3 Bhagavatam set. Okay. So our Sarvalakshan Prabhu, who is distributing Bhagavatam all over world and he doesn't have Bhagavatam and now Brajesh Prabhu is giving Bhagavatam to him. Which language?
English.
Okay, chalo. English. Hari Bol. Our Krishna Balaji Prabhu. Bhagavat Katha Prabhu will give Bhagavatam said to our Sarvalakshan Prabhu on behalf of Brajesh Prabhu. Okay, Bhagavat Katha Prabhu giving Srimad Bhagavatam to
Hare Krishna
Sarvalakshan Prabhu on behalf of Brajesh Prabhu. Hari Bol.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Jai. Thank you Brajesh Prabhu for sponsoring Bhagavatam. So we'd like to hear from Sarvalakshan Prabhu how he is feeling after getting Bhagavatam set from Brajesh Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I am very, very grateful to Brajesh Prabhu and family. Actually, today it is my birthday.
Hare Bol!
So many devotees are giving garlands, this, that, but this gift is eternally grateful and Brajesh Prabhu.
Hari Bol, please convey this to Brajesh Prabhu that is Prabhu's birthday and he is deeply grateful. He got so many gifts since morning, garland, Mahaprasad, but the biggest gift he got was Bhagavatam set.
And I will pray to all the parent relatives of Brajesh Prabhu and the family that they will get eternal place in spiritual world. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Wonderful. Jai. So Brajesh Prabhu has 2 more Bhagavatam sets. Anybody wants Bhagavatam set? 2 more Bhagavatam sets are there. Subal Priya Prabhu. Okay. Subal Priya Prabhu is here?
No, he is not.
So he SMS, huh? Okay. So Brajesh Prabhu's 2nd Bhagavatam set will give to Subal Priya Prabhu. Okay. So, which language? Marathi. Okay. Somebody can take. So, Sarvalakshan Prabhu, on behalf of Brajesh Prabhu, can give Marathi Bhagavatam set to? Bhagavatam set to Subal Gopal. Subal Gopal? Subal Priya Prabhu. So, Brajesh Prabhu, your Srimad Bhagavatam set we are giving to Subal Priya Prabhu. Hari Bol. Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Jai. Thank you. So one more Bhagavatam set of Brajesh Prabhu is there. Who wants that one more Bhagavatam set? Our Bipin Bihari Prabhu has Bhagavatam set? Yeah, everybody has? Rohini? Mani Kishore Prabhu. Okay, Mani Kishore Prabhu, Haribol, you can write, tell Brajesh Prabhu that third Bhagavatam, in which language you want? English. So we are gifting, so Brajesh Prabhu is gifting Bhagavatam set to Mani Kishore Prabhu. Haribol! Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Let us hear from Mani Kishore Prabhu. Okay. Yes.
Hare Krishna, I will be eternally grateful to Brajesh Prabhu.
Brajesh Prabhu, Haribol, please, please make Brajesh Prabhu hear what he is saying.
I will be eternally grateful to him. I will be eternally grateful to Brajesh Prabhu because he has gifted me Srimad Bhagavatam. So I would like to pray to Lord, to their Lordship Shri Radha Vrindavan Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai and Srila Prabhupada. They will give their blessings to him. Hare Krishna.
Haribo. Thank you very much. So we want to hear from Brajesh Prabhu and others, those who have sponsored, how they are feeling. It is possible? They are now... Okay, on form they said. Okay, here I have received one. Okay. Anybody else? Name is there for sponsoring? Okay, wonderful. So, how many Bhagavatams? Huh? And two more, which Amit Prabhu and you know Raghavgripa Prabhu. So. I doubt it must be more than that. But at least names should be written, all devotees' names, who gave to whom. Thank you very much. So we have to write them. So at least minimum 11 sets of Bhagavatam are sponsored today, minimum. I think it must be more also. So we are very grateful to devotees who sponsored these Bhagavatam sets. And also grateful to devotees who received it. We hope you can just see how easy it is to distribute Bhagavatam sets. We request that each one of you, now for next 14 days, wherever you go, do this Preeti Vardhan program to give gifts of Srimad Bhagavatam. And you can just connect on Zoom, even if physically you are not able to do. And later on when lockdown happens, you can also physically do. We see Vasudev, Devaki, they were in jail, they were also locked down. They gave thousands of cows in mind only in gift. And later on when they are free from lockdown, they physically gave. So now virtually you can give and then later on physically also you can give. And if you want any devotees from temple to come for Bhagavatam installation, please just write the Google form. And our Sarvalakshan Prabhu will contact you and then we'll have Bhagavatam installation at your respective home or you know, your friends or whomever you want to give that Bhagavatam set as gift, we'll have the program there. So we are deeply grateful to each one of you. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhadra Purnima Mahamohotsav ki jai. There will be all those who sponsor Bhagavatams for others, give gift Bhagavatam to others. There will be special yagya, international yagya will be done. Devotees all over the world, those who are giving gifts for them, there is special yagya being performed and their names will be sent for that yagya so that they and their family members receive the special blessings. So those who want to sponsor Bhagavatam sets, give Bhagavatam sets, please write the Google form and kindly send us back. And we'll then do the needful.
And this yajna will be very, very special yajna. And this yajna will be participated by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj, Vaisheshika Prabhu, Bhima Prabhu, like that big, big dignitaries will be attending this yajna. And whoever sponsored Lakshmi for the Bhagavatam distribution, their name, and they can send their name with their gotra
that will be recited during the Bhagavatam, that Yajna, Hare Krishna. And this Yajna will be in Naimisharanya, where the Srimad Bhagavatam class has spoken, Naimisharanya. Same place Yajna will be conducted. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.